It's time for the Talent Talk Radio Show, brought to you by People G2, a nationwide leader in background checks and employment screening solutions. People G2 gives their clients access to the best human capital management and due diligence tools available. They are dedicated to helping their clients with all of their people-related decisions. To learn more, go to www.peopleg2.com. Talent Talk centers on the topics of talent recruitment and management, leadership development, company culture, and employee engagement. These are all timely topics for CEOs, entrepreneurs, HR professionals, and business leaders. We hope that as you tune in to listen each week, whether to the live broadcast or to the podcast on iTunes or iHeartRadio, that you hear something you can take away that will help you grow and impact your career in a positive way. And now, here's the host of the Talent Talk Radio Show, the founder and CEO of People G2, Chris Dyer.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Talent Talk. It's Tuesday and we are here with two great guests as always. Talk about talent, talented people, and everything we can do to improve our workplaces, improve ourselves, and so much more. So, you know, if this is the first time you happen to be tuning into the show, welcome. Hope you'll come back and listen to many more guests in the future. Or if you haven't been here in a while, maybe need a little reminder on how we do things here. So this show is really designed to allow you to listen in on the conversation I'm going to have with someone really smart and cool that is talking about talent and interested in things that we might want to think about in our workplaces. And instead of me being the only one that gets to hear all the things that they might come up with or the good ideas they might have, really decided to put this on the air and let you listen in and pick your own maybe nuggets that you can take back for yourselves. So there's been so many great stories, so many great things have come out of these interviews that I never expected that I even decided to put them in a book. It's called The Power of Company Culture. You can find it on Amazon. You can go to my publisher, Kogan Page's website, and find it there. But really, so many guests had so many great stories over the last 5 years, so many leaders, so many bits of wisdom that we really developed this entire methodology and idea about what we think the greatest cultures in the world seem to always be talking about and always be really good at. So love for you to check that out. Talent Talk is live every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And most of you, though, kind of come in and get us on the podcast. You ping us on iTunes. Maybe you subscribe. A lot of you listen to us on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much. And we have over 10,000 of you a day tuning into one of our podcasts or live shows on various platforms. So thank you, everyone, for being a part of the show. And one of our kind of big things that we've been trying to do more of this year is to have more that interactive conversation using Twitter as our medium, although you can certainly do it anywhere else you see our stuff. But we'd love to have you tweet us a question. Use the hashtag Talent Talk. You can send it to @PeopleG2 right now if you want to try to get my producer, Mike, to feed it to me while I'm talking to the guest. But even if it's after the show, you can ask questions and make comments and send us guest suggestions. We'll certainly keep that conversation alive as long as you're using that hashtag Talent Talk. And especially if you send it to @PeopleG2, we'll see it right away. So let's go ahead and get to my guest today. As I mentioned, we will have two. My first guest will be Carrie Ulrich, the CEO and co-founder of the Abrassi Group. And then we'll have Emma Bridger, the director of People Lab, in after the commercial break. But let's go ahead and jump in with my first guest. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So let's kick things off here. Let's start with what's important for us to know about you and, of course, to know about your company as it relates to our conversation here today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's interesting. As I was thinking about this, I never thought I'd be in HR. So the fact that I have my own company and we're talking about HR just kind of is trippy to me at all times. So my background actually is psychology, peace and conflict resolution, international relations, hostage negotiation. And in fact, all of those things did lead me to an HR career, especially hostage negotiation. I would say that I use a lot in HR and the skills. So I actually kind of got into HR after I graduated and worked in mainly Fortune 500 companies and most recently a startup. So I was really excited about HR and the power that it has and how it can change the lives of individual people and then also impact the company. So I really like that. So I was working with someone I met her when I was in Wisconsin, and we talked about starting our own company one day, but it's kind of like, you know how everyone talks about it? You're like, yeah, maybe we'll start it one day, whatever. And then the stars aligned, and we both moved to Southern California, and last year we started Abrachi Group, and we wanted to be an HR consulting firm that maybe was a little bit different. So there's a lot of great consulting firms out there. They do strategy work and they do engagement and cultural work, and I'm so impressed. And they have this great kind of cultural and consultant speak. And Kelly, my co-founder, and I don't speak like that. We're pretty down to earth, a lot of no BS. There's quite a bit of swearing at times. And we thought, yeah, maybe too much. But so we thought, you know, we really need to kind of say who we are as Abrachi Group, and we need to put that on the website, and we need people to understand who we are right away, because we don't want to waste anyone's time. If you don't want us, we're a certain type of taste, then don't work with us, and that's fine. And there's these wonderful people out there that you could be a part of, that you don't have to work with us. And it's funny, because we really took a lot of time to put that on our website and who we are, and we've had some of our clients say, oh, I love it, I get who you are right away. And Kelly and I like to joke that there's probably people on the other side who went, ew, I don't need you to talk straight to me, and I don't need that kind of stuff. So no, thank you. And so for us, it's great, because the website's that first filter. And when we started Abrachi Group, it was, what is the name, which all people have to go through. And Abrachi means embrace in Italian. And we thought about it. Definitely wasn't our first choice. It was probably down, like, I don't know, the 40th or 50th choice. And we really thought about it, and we thought, you know, there's two things for embrace. One, we do like to hug, and that's great. But also, we really do embrace the human drama and the human talent issues. And there's a lot of people who say, I would never be in HR. That stuff, oh, you have to deal with harassment or pregnancies or people just don't get along. And we actually run toward it. It's like fire people who, you know, the firemen and women who run toward fire. I feel like sometimes in HR, we're running toward that. Like, oh no, we'll do the layoffs. Oh no, we'll have those tough conversations. Whereas most people want to avoid it. So we thought, you know, that embrace really encompasses what we do in embracing that human drama. And so for our company, we really look at kind of two things. One is loving and respecting the HR profession and wanting to help it develop. And we do that through our HR Warrior book,